Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
After, that's Richie Valenzuela, also known as Richie Valens, the late great Richie Valens, bringing us back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you, including the blog. You can check that out. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can take the poll question right there on the homepage. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, spend a lot of time there. We'll follow you home if you see something you like. You can take select one of the options, and we'll follow you home with that information and whatever is to come in that category. So check it out and use it to your advantage. You can also find the body of work that Karen Cortell Reisman has deposited with us as a longtime member of our Brain Trust right there on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. By the way, I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/smallbusinessadvocate, and Twitter at Jim Blasingame. Karen is our guest. She's the author of The Naked Truth About Selling, The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, two different books, Karen Cortell Reisman. Karen, we're talking about empathic communication, and the first two that we talked about in the last segment, remind us of what those were.
Number one, listen before you speak.
Yeah.
And number two, tell what you know and don't know.
And we got two more. Number three.
Number three is name the feeling. Let's say you're very angry. This happened with a client of mine that I was working with one-on-one last week, and she was undermined in her office by another person, and it was so, it made her so angry that it was not handled in the best way possible. The best thing to do is to name the feeling instead of beginning to rant and rave. In other words, you tell somebody, "I'm really angry."
So you name the feeling to them
rather than show it. In other words,
not just to yourself but to them.
You can actually say it
out loud.
You can say, on a scale of 1 to 10, I am so angry. I'm at a 10. Here's why. Now you then explain why you're so upset. Now you're still calm. You're still just talking. You're not yelling. You're not saying negative words that you will very much regret 5 seconds later.
Mm-hmm.
You are staying in control of your emotion. You're letting the person in on the fact that you're not happy. And this happens.
Do you name the feeling? Should you name the feeling and then be quiet for a second to see what the other person says?
If you can.
Because they might say... I almost think
at that point, it's a good time. When I gave a huge speech, I was speaking to like 1,000 people, and I had set up everything ahead of time with the AV guy, and it turns out he said he'd plugged in the computer, but he hadn't. And so the computer stopped midway through. And I was able to handle it. I've been speaking for 20 years. But at the end, I told him, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 10 right now. This didn't work, but I didn't yell at the guy.
Well, the reason I said...
What good does that do anybody?
Well, it doesn't do any good once it's already done. It's just a mistake. There's no...
It's right.
There's nothing anybody can do about it.
Upset.
You need to let that go. But what if you said, you know, I'm really angry about what happened, and then you stopped and give that person to say, you know what, you should be, I messed up, I'm sorry. Maybe that could be the end of it.
Maybe so. Then you go back to number one, listen before you speak.
Right.
I guess you just have to see where you are with your emotional index.
Yeah.
To see how upset you are. This AV guy was wonderful and stayed for the rest of the session, and it was just actually worked out great for me.
So you should get it out on the table. I'm so angry with you, I think I want to strangle you.
I probably wouldn't even use that language. I just say, really, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm an 11, and here's why. And let's see if we can solve this.
Right. It's a good thing I don't have a weapon right now, because I'm so... maybe you don't go that far.
I'm going to knock you out.
What's number four?
Number four is part of number three, which is to stay calm, to breathe and stay calm. This is hard to do. But I want, when people are really getting escalated in their emotional thoughts, just to breathe in, think to themselves, stay calm. Stay calm. Nothing will solve it by getting angry and starting to rant and rave.
What if you wrote these four things down on a sheet, on a little post-it note or a sheet of paper, and you put it on your computer monitor or whatever, and you just had it ready, and you knowing that you know, today or next week or a month from now or a year from now, you're going to get really upset at someone. What would be wrong with flipping that little piece of paper off of your computer monitor and reading it before you go blowing your top?
Exactly. Stuff happens. Stuff happens in our personal world. Stuff happens in our professional lives. And if you heed these four tips, then you will have, I don't want to sound manipulative, but you'll have control of the conversation. You will certainly have control of your emotions. You'll get more accomplished.
What do you think would happen? What do you think, Karen, about the idea of me doing that, what I just said, writing all that down on a little post-it note, and then putting it on my wife, and then putting it on my wife's computer monitor? How do you think that would work?
Now, Jim, I think it would work great for your wife, and it would work even better for you.
wouldn't that be a really empathic thing to do for her? Hey, Karen, give us a website one more time, please.
Okay. The best way to find me is Google me. Just put in Karen Reisman, and when you Google that, you will find me.
R-E-I-S-M-A-N. Karen,
that's
Cortell
exactly
Reisman.
Right.
That's Cortell with a C. Hey, Karen, thanks for being with us. Good job today. We'll see you next time. I told you we'd get smarter when Karen joined us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.